All right, welcome to our podcast. We're happy to have you with us. Our face-to-face podcast focuses on Christian athletes, athletes who have made a name for themselves in the sports world and also have a strong faith. And we have with us today a lady that I have known for about 10 years. Her name is Allie Patberg, and she plays for the Indiana University women's basketball team. I have known her since she was in high school at Columbus North High School in Columbus, Indiana, and I've had the opportunity to not only watch her play, broadcast her games as a play-by-play announcer, but also to know her as a good friend. She has quite a career. The first time that I really saw her strength, saw her ability as a player, was about 10 years ago when she played for Columbus North High School. And the Columbus North Bulldogs at that time had not been real prominent on the state scene, but they got all the way to the state finals and took a really good North Central team into overtime before losing it. And Allie, a freshman, put up a shot at the buzzer that almost went in, and it would have been a win, a state championship for the Bulldogs. And before she was through, she had the chance to experience the state championship as the Columbus North won state championship. And then she went on to play a couple of years at Notre Dame. That didn't work out real well, so she transferred to Indiana University. And her time at Indiana University has been much, much better. She has been all Big Ten in a number of years. She's finishing up. Actually, she's actually looked at now as being a redshirt sixth-year senior. She actually has another year because of the COVID. They're giving everybody another year. I'm not sure she's going to take it. But she's just done just about everything you can do. And not necessarily a record setter in as far as stats go, but just one of those players who's got great ability to pass, great ability to rebound, shoots free throws well, does the whole thing. She's kind of the whole package. But more than that is her Christian faith. And last time we talked outside of Assembly Hall back in 2017, and that's the interview that we want to show with you today. So hope you enjoy our time with Allie Patberg. And here's the podcast that we had with Allie Patberg back in 2017. All right, welcome to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us. And today we have not only a special guest, but a special friend, Allie Patberg, 5'10", redshirt sophomore, playing for Indiana University after transferring from Notre Dame. Allie, thanks for once again being a part of this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Last time we talked, I think you were just getting ready to go to Notre Dame, so there's been a lot happening the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Disclaimer here for those who don't know, I've done Allie's games for 4 years. And enjoyed just about every minute of the games that we got to do, including the state championship 2012. And 4 great years at Columbus North. I remember back when you were a freshman and you played at Indiana State, played in the state championship at Indiana State. Mm-hmm. And at that time, we heard a lot about Allie Patberg coming on and was going to be this outstanding basketball player. And kind of saw that during that year, but take us back to that game against North Central that your half-court shot almost pulled off the biggest upset of the year.
Yeah, I mean, just to be in that position, it was almost like unreal that we were in the state championship. It was my freshman year. And, you know, I think that whole year, just our whole team played. We just went out and played. You know, no one expected us to be any good, and we had no expectations, and we showed people that, you know, we belonged on that stage. And you know, in that moment, that shot, when I missed it, it was weird how like took the whole like air out of me, and like, you know, I think I was in shock for like the next couple of days, just the disappointment. You know, how far we had gotten and we came up short. Definitely, I've had a lot, you know, a lot of ups and downs in my life. And that was a tough one to swallow just because, we gave everything we had and we came up short. So
overtime game against North Central, I believe, was it not?
And yeah,
North
it was
Central
overtime.
Was heavily predicted to win.
And it was funny because we came out there and I think the first quarter we were down a good amount just because we came out kind of hesitant. And we hadn't played hesitant all year.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, we kind of played with that chip on our shoulder, knowing that no one really believed in us other than the people in our locker room and our community. And we came out kind of hesitant. And I think that's what, you know, we had a battle back. And we did. Like I said, we went to overtime. But
that's been 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was the start of a fantastic career that you had, a fantastic run. There were a lot of times where people said, well, you're not going to win. I believe you were supposed to – you played Chicago Whitney Young, and it was like, okay, this team coming in from Chicago, they'll show you what they can do. And you guys handled them rather easily.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the state championship. Tell me about the state championship game. What are your memories of the state championship game against Homestead, which, again, people thought Homestead would kind of take care of you.
Yeah, it was, you know, kind of the same situation senior year. You know, I don't think a lot of people really predicted that we would win just because we lost two awesome players, you know, Kelsey, Taylor. There was a lot of seniors that year that graduated. So going into that year, I think our expectations – you know, outside of, like I said, our team and our community were pretty low. And we came in and, you know, I think that year we might not have been the most talented team my full 4 years, but we were the best team. And I think we all knew our roles and we all knew what we did well and what we would bring to the team in order to succeed. And, you know, it didn't have to be, you know, you had to score, but just knowing, like, example, like Debbie, she had to come in and make big stops. And I think that was the best feeling we've ever had because we all bought into one thing and we all believed in one another and our coaches believed in us and we believed in the system. And, you know, to this day, I'll never forget just the feeling of how we came together and especially, you know, with Josh's, you know, accident. And coming together.
Josh Spidell, car accident.
And, you know, that's when that happened for Josh, you know, I think we all sat back and really looked at what we had and what we could do and who we could really do it for. So that was really memorable. And, I mean, it's funny because I guess, it's 2 years now since we won. But it feels like yesterday. You know, those memories are so vivid and the feelings that we all had. So.
Yeah, you finished up with such a great career. Just a few of the things that you won. I could go on and use the rest of the show here talking about your honors. McDonald's All-American, 2015 Gatorade National Player of the Year, Max Preps Player of the Year, state title, of course, that we talked about, and so much emotion. Josh Spidell, for those who don't know, in the height of his career going along and had a tremendous car accident, which almost took his life, and he's been a model of inspiration coming back, playing, not playing, but coming as close as you can play still at the University of Vermont. And you went through so many things yourself. Mm-hmm. You, after all of that, you were living the high life as far as being such a heavily acclaimed player. You go to Notre Dame, first practice, you tear up your knee.
Yeah.
That had to be going from like falling off a cliff emotionally.
Yep.
And that kind of took you out for the year, right?
Yeah. It's funny, you know, how God works. And just like you said, I was on, you know, I've never been so high, you know, like emotionally and where I was mentally, physically playing the game of basketball. I've never been, you know, feeling that good, like I said, mentally and physically, which is huge. And then coming in and playing well, playing really well. And then, like you said, tearing my knee, that was, you know, it was really hard. And, you know, I look at it now and I really had to depend solely on God, you know, because like I said, you go from all of that and, you know, you hear how great you are and what you do great and all your accomplishments. And then, you know, to go there and then essentially, you know, be taken away from the game. And
you got sick too during that time.
It's a long story, but I tore my ACL, then came back, and then that next year I was playing, and then I got pneumonia probably two games in. So then I was out for another month and a week, I think. So, Yeah.
Well, you decided to transfer from Notre Dame, one of the top programs in the country. Well, they number three last year they were ranked, and you played in a lot of games. And you came to Indiana University. Was that kind of a tough decision to make the switch from Notre Dame to Indiana?
Yeah, Notre Dame was awesome, and I'm grateful for the time that I had there, but just something didn't sit right with me in my heart. I just didn't feel like that's where God wanted me to be. And it was like, it's funny because it was like I had this constant battle with, what my heart and what God was telling me and what I felt like I need to, my head was telling me, because this is what looks good or this is what, people, it was almost like I was thinking what other people would think if I were to leave. And I, I prayed and prayed and prayed, and I struggled with it mentally. But then I finally, trusted God's plan and trusted that, he was going to lead me somewhere, and I didn't know where he was going to take me, and I didn't know how it was going to unfold, but I just knew that I had to trust God and what he kept putting on my heart. And like I said, I was so focused on what other people would think if I left, she was giving up, or she's not good enough. And, I had to really, realize that, that's not where God wants me. And, there's somewhere else that I need to be, and to trust his plan and to trust that, everything's going to be okay.
So. Well, you're walking into a great situation here. This is a program that, of course, is a very storied program, one of the best basketball traditions in the world. Mm-hmm. And so many changes here, the change in Assembly Hall, the change in the Cook Hall that we're setting here, the training facilities. And this is a team that's on the way up. I mean, Indiana University women's basketball hasn't been real strong, quite honestly, in the last decade or so, but Terry Moran, mm-hmm. head coach, who's from Seymour down the road.
He's a Hoosier.
She's a Hoosier. Back-to-back 20-win seasons, and you're coming in. What do they expect of you coming in? You're sitting out this year, but mm-hmm. of course you're practicing.
Yep.
Are you going to come in, and they've got, I know you got Tyra Buss, and you've got some great players playing here. Are you going to come in, and are they? Is that going to be a lot of pressure on you, that as they come in, they're going to expect that you are – kind of going to be the leader for the next two years of this team?
I think, I'm working, even though I'm not playing this year, I'm working on being a leader for our team and whoever, they need me now. Because like you said, I can't be out there in the game. So I think that's where I'm growing, right now, because I'm trying to find out, where does the team need me that I can help? Where is it? We have a lot of freshmen. So is it, talking to a couple of the freshmen about, how we prepare for games, or helping them when they're struggling, because I know how hard it is coming in as a freshman and, getting used to college basketball and everything that it brings. And so, right now I think I'm working a lot of things that will help me be a leader next year. And, Tyra and Amanda Cahill are great, great players, and they're even, better leaders. So, we're going to have to fill those shoes when they leave. But I wouldn't say, I'm pressured to, step in, and because I think, everybody here, my teammates, my coaches, they believe in me, and, there's no pressure. I have
a
whole team behind me, a whole coaching staff, so, it's not just me.
Ellie Patberg is our guest. She's playing for Indiana University, not playing right now because she's sitting out a year after transferring from Notre Dame, but she's going to be playing a lot over the next couple of years. Of course, I was the play-by-play voice for her for 4 years, and then still have kept track of your career, even though I never got to Notre Dame to see you play. One thing, of course, this is a great culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's much closer to home, much closer for your parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I know one of the big things since I was here in 2000 to 2006 and got a chance to experience what it's like opening day here with the when they bring out the men's and the women's teams. Hoosier hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing those candy stripe pants. You come out. Tell me, and you made a mark right away. You, Josh Newkirk, wins the 3-point shooting contest. You win the 3-point mm-hmm. shooting contest before ever playing a single minute. You're already getting an honor. Tell me about what the feeling was like, if you can. What was your emotion mm-hmm. like on that night or that day?
So it's funny how life works. Growing up, I was Indiana Hoosier fan my whole life. Me and my dad would come over all the time and come to games, come to Hoosier Hysteria. That was a big night for me and my dad. We would come over together. And just, it's hard to explain if you've never been to a game or Hoosier Stadium, but when you sit in Assembly Hall and the feeling you get when, you know, the crowd's cheering and you get goosebumps. And it was like, I've been in the stands so many times feeling that. And then Hoosier Stadium comes and, you know, it's been pretty hard couple last years. And and just walking in there when my name was announced was like, it brought me to tears just because how cool it was and how I feel like I'm truly home and this is where I'm supposed to be. And just like you said, coming in there and I got to shoot in the shooting contest and, you know, that was so much fun.
And you win it.
Yeah, I went in there and it was weird. Like I shot, but I didn't feel like anyone's, you know, it was just me and the
just you and the
me and the ball
in the
hoop.
Empty yep. gym like yep. been so many times.
And that's how it felt. So
I saw on your Twitter account you say you're living your life to glorify God, and basketball is your passion, but obviously yep. you've referenced that a couple of times.
Yep.
What does God mean to you?
Oh, my gosh. You know, everything. You know, that's my, you know, my purpose in life is to glorify God, and that's with everything I do, whether it's holding a door for somebody or playing out there in front of fans. You know, my purpose is to glorify God. He created me. You know, for his pleasure and to glorify him, to worship him at all times. And that's what I try to do every day that I'm alive and on this earth. And, you know, we have a short time here, but I think it's what you do, you know, on earth to share God, to share Jesus Christ, because, you know, you can change people's lives. So
yeah, you said there's ups and downs, and there have yep. been. Going through high school, I think you broke your foot one time
yep.
in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there were games where you lost, but you won most of your games. Tell me, in everything, you have to stay in shape and you have to be resilient. You
yep.
have to be ready to bounce back, not just athletically, but spiritually.
Yeah.
How do you stay in shape spiritually?
I've always tried to read the Bible. I try to listen to Christian music. I really, really like music, so that's kind of, you know, that's my thing. But I do, you know, I pray. But coming here, to be honest, I've been here, I don't know how many months exactly, but six months. I've grown spiritually so much since I've been here. Just the people here, they're making me a better Christian, and they're making me a better person. You know, they challenge me every day, from the coaching staff to my teammates to people, you know, coaches on the men's side. And like I said, I've just realized how important it is to always stay in the Word, because, you know, that's your guide to life, and that's how, you know, I'm gonna live my life to glorify Him, because I understand, you know, what the Bible tells me and what, you know, how to live. So I just think being here has been awesome for me, you know, not only basketball, but more importantly, off the floor, spiritually, I've grown tremendously. So,
yeah. Allie Patberg is our guest playing for IU. Allie, I know that there are some former Miss Basketball that's helping you out a lot here in April McDivitt,
yep.
going back, married to Ed Schilling, who's assistant basketball coach at IU, been on Face to Face. I know that you're involved in a Bible study with some teammates. What does that do to your team?
Yeah, it's huge. I think, like I said, the biggest probably moment basketball-wise for me that, you know, I'll always remember my whole life was senior year when we won the state championship. And we won because of our team and how we believed in one another and how we had each other's back. And just when we have Bible study together like that, you connect on a level that, you know, you're not connecting on the floor. And that's only going to strengthen that bond on the floor. And knowing that, you know, you go through Bible study together and you really truly get to know the person next to you and what they're about and what makes them go. And I think it's huge. I think that's sometimes more important than, you know, what we do on the floor, is building that bond and sharing that, sharing that belief in God and just knowing that's where we're going to get our strength from as a team. So
your legacy at Columbus North, of course, remains. Of course, when you get a state championship, that's true, and your picture is going to be on the wall along with some of the others. People are still looking up to you. People, the ones that have played with you when they were freshmen and sophomores are now mm-hmm. seniors. And what do you want to share with them as far as them knowing about you spiritually, how can you relate to them? Is there any way that you can let them know that it's not just basketball, but there's more to life than basketball?
Yeah. It's really easy to sit back and say, you know, when everything's going great, you know, that, you know, you have a good faith. And just, but when you go through those, like I said, those hills and valleys, that's when you truly find your faith. And, you know, I believe God puts you through through all those tests and those hardships because he wants you to depend on him. I mean, that's where you have to sit back and say, you know, okay, God, I'm not in control. And, you know, my life is in your hands. And I think so many times, I mean, everybody's guilty of, you know, trying to control everything in their life. And, you know, I wanted to go to Notre Dame, but that's not what God's plan was for me. And to sit back and let, you know, myself say, okay, God, you know, this is your story and I have to follow that story. So I think so many times we try to do what we want. And I think at the end of the day, you know, it's God, you know, in his path for you. So, you know, I would just say, I would say also too, everybody doesn't, you know, wake up and they're like, you know, they have a strong faith. Everybody has their story and everybody, you know, everybody sins. So I think so many times people get caught up in, you know, I don't do this well, or I've done this in my life, so I can't be a Christian or I can't follow God. And I would just say, that everyone has a story and that, you know,
everybody has to grow.
Yeah. And it's part of life and it's part of God's plan. I mean, he says in the Bible, you know, you're going to struggle. You're going to suffer. That's part of being on earth. So
that's part of it. Yeah. Let's close this way. I know you got a favorite verse or you have a number of verses, and, what's your favorite verse?
I like you said, I have a lot of favorite verses, but one of my favorites is, if God is for us, then who can stand against us?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, especially in basketball, sometimes I have to think about that because, you know, so many times, like, you know, I lose confidence sometimes or my confidence is low. And then I think I have God. So why am I worrying or why am I, you know, playing fearfully? So I think that's huge, just knowing that God is always there. So
Allie Patberg, thanks for spending time with us. I'm going to come over next year and enjoy sitting in Assembly Hall watching you play. It'll be a great time.
Yep.
Allie Patberg from Indiana University Women's Basketball. We will take a break and be back. You are listening to Face to Face. I want to thank you for listening to our podcast today. We hope that you enjoyed it. Hope that you enjoy a number of the other podcasts that we have on here. Going back many, many years, we've been doing face-to-face since 1992. So there are a lot of interviews on here, and all of them are perhaps Christian athletes. All of them are Christian athletes, but all of them are perhaps athletes that you know, and there may be some athletes that you don't know, but they all have tremendous stories, and we hope that you will listen to them. Also, as you watch this and you think about these athletes, please pray for them. You'd be amazed at how much these athletes understand and appreciate people praying for them, because when you're a Christian athlete, there's a lot of stress, not just from the outside world, but from the inside, too, as far as clubhouses and trying to be able to relate to different players and managers. And, of course, you never know when your career is going to come to an end. And so athletics is a little different. You can be 35, 40 years old and sometimes feel like you've done it all and there's nothing left. So continue to pray for these people and continue to pray for face-to-face. We appreciate the fact that you are here with us, and we appreciate that and hope that you'll continue to pray for us. We like to close with a verse, and I want to give you a verse from Romans 8:28. Now, this is from the Amplified version of the Bible, so if you're familiar with Romans 8:28, this may not exactly sound the way that you remember it, but here it is. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. The thing that we need to understand and know is that God calls us to a purpose, and all things work together for good to those that love the Lord and are called according to that purpose. Romans 8:28. Hey, we thank you again for being a part of our podcast. We hope that you'll take the time to check us out again, and hope that you'll continue to pray for the ministry of Face to Face. Thank you, and as we always say, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Goodbye, everyone.